This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. In a series, once again, we are speaking with Mike Patel, CEO of Meditab Software, developers of intelligent medical software, discussing what benefits do patients receive by choosing a doctor that runs their practice on EHRs. Mike, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Mike, how do patients benefit from their physicians running their office on an EHR system?
Well, the main way that patients benefit is that the physicians will now have better, more organized information with which that they will be able to make better business, better health decisions for the patients. There are actually numerous benefits if you break this down. One of the main advantages is that the doctors are able to easily receive lab reports. The lab reports, when they receive them, automatically problem areas can be highlighted in bold or in red. Patients' medication histories are viewable at will instead of flipping through a chart with 100, 200 pages in there. Communications between partners, between referral doctors, labs, radiology centers becomes much more easier and streamlined. So it becomes basically much easier to care for a patient and get the complete picture through this streamlined communication.
Now, what are some obvious ways patients will know their doctor uses an EHR?
Some obvious ways would be normally with a lot of the EMRs and with the new meaningful use to guidelines, many EMRs now will have to have a patient portal. So normally if you call a doctor or for the first time then make an appointment, the doctor may actually be able to send you a web link where you can go to fill out your prior histories and complaints, and that data will automatically come in discreetly or in objective format directly into the doctor's EMR. So in many cases, the office can actually start working on your problem before you even get there by setting up the various tests that you may need, etc. Some offices now even allow you to make appointments and fill in these forms without even calling the office. So that would be the first way that you would know that your doctors are using an EHR. The other ways are obviously when you get in the office, you may be handed a tablet or a touchscreen kiosk where you can input your information. Normally when the physician is speaking with you or when the medical assistants are taking vital signs, instead of writing on charts, they'll be doing most of the entry on a computer.
Now tell me, how do the physicians benefit themselves being involved with EHR?
So physicians benefit themselves. I think one of their biggest expenses is staffing, and the other biggest expense is probably malpractice insurance. EHRs have an opportunity, have the ability to help the physicians at both of these, in both of these categories. Intelligent EHRs you can set up so that you can have certain triggers which are automatically activated, whereby patients are automatically written certain prescriptions based on a certain condition that a patient may have. Certain lab orders may automatically be requested. Radiology requests can be automatically sent out. Authorizations, referrals, care plans, emailed and faxed letters, documents to partners, patients or their loved ones or their schools or work place of employment can be automatically be sent out from the EHR based on certain triggers, such as a particular click in an EMR at a particular location, particular diagnosis, a drug ingredient. For instance, if the patient has this drug ingredient, make sure you request this lab every 6 months based on certain lab orders. If you have this lab order, then make sure you take this step. And this is probably the main way that the doctors can benefit in terms of reducing reducing staffing. The other benefit that we spoke about is reducing malpractice insurance. Some of the things that I just spoke earlier would also basically prevent certain issues from falling through the cracks, thereby ensuring that the patients, all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed when you see the patient. When the patient comes in and a lab result is already in the system can warn you that, hey, you have a potential lab result here where you need to talk to the doctor, or you need to talk to a referral doctor, or you may need to call the patient right away and ask them to come in, or go to the ER room because the lab result is way off the charts. These kind of things before often fell through the cracks, where the reports would come in on a fax. It would just lie around somewhere, and hopefully it gets to the doctor's desk on time to make and prevent to make critical medical decisions for the patients.
Today we are speaking with Mike Patel, CEO of Meditab Software, developers of intelligent medical software, here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Mike, what are some processes that have been made more efficient through the use of EHRs?
Well, the main thing that I can think of is the chart chase. The chart chase is eliminated now because the patient's charts can be made available at any time from any computer in the office, or even remotely if your network is set up to do so. In fact, you may even be able to access the patient's chart via your smartphones nowadays. So that would be one of the main process that I believe is made more efficient through EHRs. Also, the patient's medical records now can be much more secure than they used to in the past, because everything that happens in an EHR can be kept track of. So, you know, sometimes the charts are lying around in the open, somebody can view them. You no longer have those issues. We can keep the data stored in an encrypted format in a database, and every view or edits can be tracked in detail to prevent any, I guess, security issues. EHRs further allow physicians to reduce errors, as we discussed earlier, particularly intelligent EHRs. There are many EHRs that basically allow you to just type in a couple of sentences or say a few things in Dragon or voice recognition systems, and you have translations of that into paragraphs. But often those paragraphs will not allow you to mine the data, if you will. If you use an EMR, which is a discrete data collection system, and allows that data to be transcribed in the background into proper English sentences, then that discrete data can be used to make certain decisions. For instance, if the patient comes in and they have blurred vision, and then in the history they have you recognize that in the history the patient has a history of, in the past year, complaints of headaches. You can set the EMR system, the EMR, to automatically say that when you have this combination, you need to request for a CT scan because there may be an issue with a brain tumor. These kind of things before were difficult to do, and are difficult to do if your EMR does not collect data discretely. EHRs also allow physicians to make intelligent decisions by utilizing data that the patient may actually collect at home. For instance, if a patient has diabetes, they may actually be taking their blood sugar readings once or twice a day at home, and they probably go see the doctor every 3 months. When they go to see the doctor, they try to take the machine back to the doctor's office, and the doctor tries to thumb through the blood sugar machine to figure out what is the trend of the patient's blood sugar control. Nowadays, some EHRs allow you to import that data directly into the EMR. We actually have gone ahead and built a device that that connects with about 50 different blood sugar machines and vital sign machines and allows the doctor to import that data directly into our EMR. That device is called IDI, Intelligent Data Interchange. You can actually see it on a website called diabetesemoelectronicmedicaloffice.com. It's now, patient comes in within 30 seconds, the data is in the system, is analyzing it, giving the data, giving the doctor the ability to view patient's blood sugar readings based on times of days, standard deviations, averages, which allows the doctor to make better business decision, better, again, I keep using the word business, I apologize, better medical decisions for the patient. The other main area that a physician benefits greatly, as we discussed earlier, is just improved communication. Communication is greatly streamlined. Before, you would write a prescription. The prescription would be, would have to be sent to the pharmacy or faxed to the pharmacy. Sometimes something goes wrong with the fax at your end or at the pharmacy's end. Now that same data is sent securely, electronically, to the pharmacy. And if the pharmacy did not get the prescription, you have confirmation that they did not get it or they did get it, which eliminates phone calls back and forth. The new thing is that with prescriptions, the physicians are now able to check formulary status of a drug before the order actually is sent out to the pharmacy. Many times, your child falls sick, it's Friday evening, you go to the doctor, they write an antibiotic. Well, that antibiotic costs $150 and it is not covered on your drug plan. So the doctor gets to the pharmacy and the patient gets to the pharmacy and realizes, oh boy, this medicine is not covered. They try to get hold of the doctor, and the doctor, of course, has taken off for the weekend out of town or out of country on a seminar. And so now that patient is stuck and has to pay the full amount out of pocket or wait until Monday or go to the ER room to try to get another prescription. So each year, the EMRs just keep improving. Once we had the electronic prescriptions, then the industry realized that we have this issue with formulary, and this year I believe that they resolved that issue, which now allows doctors, while they're writing prescriptions, to check formulary status of a drug before they write it. Same type of thing with labs. Before we had to fax lab orders. The labs may get them, may not get them. Now it's all electronic. Initially it was one way, now it's two-way interface, so you can send the order as well as receive the results. This is how basically the physicians benefit.
And finally, are there safety benefits for patients as well as convenience?
Absolutely. I think some of the items we already talked about a few moments ago. EHRs can reduce the likelihood of errors, likelihood that we will forget something, likelihood that the sticky note requesting a CT scan for the patient doesn't fall off the chart, or worse yet, get put on somebody else's chart accidentally. So EHR also with this new ERX thing can reduce the likelihood of medication errors due to handwriting illegibility. It can also alert physicians to drug interactions. So in many areas, the patient benefits from the safety perspective. The EHRs actually greatly enhance the safety of medicine overall.
Certainly some good information on the topic. If you would, tell our listeners again where they can find MediTab online and get also more information.
Sure. MediTab is a company, EHR company, privately owned, for the past 15 years in operation, and we're located in Oakland, California. Our website is www.meditab.com.
Very good. Certainly been good to have had you to cover the benefits patients receive by choosing a doctor that runs their practice on EHRs. We've been speaking with Mike Patel, once again, CEO of Meditab Software, developers of intelligent medical software located in Oakland, California. And once again, the website of reference is meditab.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.